What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The flagship station for New York Yankees baseball. WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Network. There's another page on fanaticsfest.com that has more of the guests, and that's where I see Paige Spiranak and others. The actual Rudy Rudiger will be there. Rudy.
My man Ty Domi.
Wow, Ty Domi. Yeah, there's a bunch of people
Mike
there.
Richter, yeah, there you go. Keandre Miller's going to be there, man. Come on.
There's also that internet star sketch. Who, hey, Fleegs, put that guy on hold for a second. You know this, you know Sketch, the internet star Sketch, familiar with him?
Is that the Madden streamer?
Yeah. Yeah, him.
Vaguely.
Vaguely. I was going to say, how would you describe him?
The way I just did. I heard that there was a Madden streamer, so I think that's his name.
Okay, yeah. So he was also just caught having a gay OnlyFans, and then they had that was out
See,
there.
I did not know that part.
Yeah, but he's... I guess bounce back from that.
Just can't let a man be himself.
Well, no, it just.
Yeah, I don't know. It was in the news. I don't know the whole story, so.
It was just in the news. I don't know. He's that guy.
Man be himself, man.
Yeah. No, he is. I'm not saying. I'm just. I guess he, you know, had an alternate source of income. That's all.
I got you.
I mean, it's just not something, you know, you just, if you're a celebrity and you know,
get in my ass.
Oh, okay. Daddy. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
All right.
Anyway.
Everybody calm down.
Yeah. This is a stupid question, but are Lala, Anthony, and Carmelo still together?
I don't know.
Fleegs?
I don't think they are.
What does that have to do with anything?
No, she's calling herself Lala Anthony still, and I thought they weren't still together. But they're both going to be there, Carmelo right. and Lala. So, like, why would you go by Lala Anthony if you're not Lala Anthony?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that like a Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith situation?
Maybe, although that's very complicated, as we know. Very, very complicated. Jeff McNeil also at this Fanatics Fest. That's definitely a BT and Sal guest, right?
Is he going to be the most booed New York athlete?
Probably.
Him and Pete.
Probably.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Larry Johnson's going to be there.
Oh!
Wally Szczerbiak has a chance to do right.
Well, we need to, because Wally won't go down there. I mean, Wally's probably right now checking.
As far as Wally's not on this list.
Yeah, I mean, because Wally's checking the stint meter at Deepdale right now. That's what he's doing.
Okay.
But he of course, lost that basketball, the 4-point play ball that a listener had held on to for, what was it, 20 years?
Yeah, and he ended up giving it to me and donating it to us, our foundation here in studio. I gave it to Wally. Wally gave it to a security guy, security guard, put it in a closet.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's the story that I was told.
And then it's now gone, and some people believe that Larry Johnson
in the whole exchange of Larry, can you sign this? Ended up just saying, hell, I've been looking for this ball for the longest time. I'm going to keep this ball. So now Larry Johnson, apparently your foundation couldn't find Larry Johnson. And Larry Johnson is now here at Fanatics Fest. So we got to send, it sure as hell won't be me, but we got to send somebody over there.
Maybe we can send Evan over there.
Evan's sick, though. We don't want to get Larry Johnson. Izzo. Izzo's the guy. He's over there.
Yeah, but
filming
the problem is, what's Izzo going to do? Go up to Larry Johnson and say, hey, do you have the 4-point ball that Wally Szczerbiak was
supposed
to sign?
Yes.
And what happens when Larry Johnson goes, who's Wally Szczerbiak?
All right, no, this is how you do it. I don't think it's as complicated as you think.
Okay.
I think you go up to Larry Johnson and say, hey, Larry, do you know where your 4-point ball is?
Okay. Well.
And he's either going to say, yes, I have it, or no, I don't. And then Izzo has the story. If he says, no, I don't, well, happenstance.
Yes.
That at WFAN, we had the ball. And the ball went to, he knows who Wally Szczerbiak is. Come on.
Yeah, well, I know he does. I mean, just kidding. I was just busting Wally's chops.
Yeah. So, okay. So the guy, our buddy from yesterday, the California guy's back, is what Fleet was telling me.
Okay.
So he's going to know Wally Szczerbiak is, and then Izzo can go, well, so happens we had the ball, we wanted to get it signed for Boomer Esiason's charity, and the ball has been lost because Wally was careless with it. And
very
get
careless.
His reaction. I mean, that right there is perfect.
Yeah, very careless.
We got to get Izzo on that. Or Gallo.
Bro, y'all can believe this. First, you want to hit this blunt?
Is Gallo going to be there?
Huh?
Is Gallo going over
I'm
there?
Sure he is.
He's got to
sure
be, right?
Hold on, Larry, just one second.
Where's Gallo been, by the way?
So, dude, y'all can believe this. So this guy's holding on to the ball like 3 years or something. I don't even know.
He's been working in the afternoons.
Remember
when they demoted him?
Oh, they demoted him to the afternoons.
Yeah, they took him off our show.
Yeah, but because he kept coming in late.
I don't think that's why it was. Oh, I just think his quality of work was poor.
All right.
And then they brought in Izzo. Or it might have had something to do with Izzo having a second job and he needed to get done earlier.
Yeah.
That might have been it,
too. Yeah, it could have been, too.
Combination of the two.
Plus, I think it works for Gallo better.
Yeah, he doesn't want to wake up early.
Given his lifestyle and all the things that he does.
Right. His what adjective would you describe his lifestyle? Nomadic? No.
Nomadic? No. That's not, I would say he is more...
cavalier?
Kind of floating. He's like a butterfly.
Floating
through life.
His floating lifestyle.
No, but he's not a butterfly. I'm sorry. He's a moth. He's a moth floating through life.
A floating moth troll.
Yeah.
Watch out, bro. Coming around the corner.
Yes.
Maybe he's Mothman.
Maybe he is Mothman.
Oh, boy. All right. If you were listening to the end of the show yesterday.
Yes.
There's a man, Brady, from Newport Beach that called up who... You didn't hear all of his call because he cursed halfway through. We had to dump that, but I didn't hang up on him because I knew he had more to say. He hit all sorts of different topics, including a team practicing on a landfill and Joe Beningo's old long balls and just a bunch of different stuff. And it was a phenomenal call, so much so that Jerry pulled it for like a best of show at the end of the year.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes these things, when you try them again, they don't work. You know, sometimes you get Home Alone 2, which was a good movie, and then sometimes you get Godfather 3. You don't know.
Mm.
So he's back, and we'll see what he's got today. Brady in Newport Beach, good morning, and welcome back to the show, Brady.
Good, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. What's good. How are you doing?
Oh, so good. Any waves back there from the hurricane yet?
No, I don't think so. I was at the beach. Well, I mean, this was a couple days ago now, but I was at the beach 2 days ago, and it was the ocean was as flat as I've ever seen.
Not until Saturday here, I don't think. Well, we'd be impacted.
Yeah. I know you fish a lot to you. I fish a lot to you out here. But you're going to get Terry Beningo, Hulk Hogan, on the show instead of Seth freaking Rollins. He's got to be there.
Seth Why Rollins?
Yeah, Seth freaking Rollins. Like, or CM Punk would drop an elbow on the whole cousin's head right now.
Yeah.
The worst thing I've seen was that Hogan blurred out flat ass in his sex video with a freaking headband on.
Well, hold on a second. Brady. Is there any way you can make your phone cleaner? Like, are you on a headset or a speaker or something? Because you're saying good stuff, but I'm missing
any
something.
Better? Yeah, any better?
Yeah, it's better. Yes, that's better. So you said the worst thing you saw Hulk Hogan do was what?
His sex tape with a...
Brady, come on. I want to keep you on. You can't say that word, all right?
My mama worked for his ex-wife's mom. And,
Wait, hold on. Brady. Your
Brady,
wife,
we're on a different planet than you, so you got to slow down so
you
can understand.
Your wife worked...
No, my mama worked for his ex-wife's mom.
Okay.
And so I heard all the stories. Yeah, it did. Exactly. But do you know that we were talking about Joe Beningo's balls
Come on, Brady!
You can't. Come on.
I'm giving you one more chance. What? He's still talking.
This is not a podcast.
He's just talking, and nobody can hear him on the air.
I have it in queue. I've got to see how much delay I have built back up.
Oh, my God. We got to just put him on hold. Oh, my God. I want to hear from this guy, but you can't end every sentence with holy S.
Yes,
you can't. That's what he's doing. Every single sentence.
He's got a lot to say, by the way.
I know, which is great, and I want to hear it.
Yes.
But,
all right, Fleeks is trying to, he had to say Brady eight times to get him to stop talking.
And talking.
And realize that he's no longer on the air.
What do you think? Ayahuasca?
I don't know, man. Maybe. No, apparently ayahuasca helps, like, open you up and feel certain things you never felt and bring you to a different dimension, you know, something like that.
I feel like he is in a different dimension.
But then you come back, you know, refreshed and normal again. Okay. It doesn't sound like Brady is that. All right, Brady, I'm giving you another shot here. Please don't curse, all right? Please don't curse.
I won't. Right, I'm not on the Pat McAfee show. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So, in the old days, merchantmen and pirates they'd try to catch the, we were talking about skates and rays. They'd catch the big ray, and the female ray has the same genitalia of a female woman. So it gets very lonely out on the stage. You just flip that thing on their back and I ain't kidding. Don't tell me that's something you've done. No, I ain't a merchant man or a pirate.
I caught
a lot of them, but yeah, I seen Boomer play the Raiders in the Coliseum, dude, in '92, freaking Howie, Bill Pickell, yeah. Greg Townsend, yeah. RATS, Raiders all-time sacks. I know him. I've talked to him. He chased your ass around, but I went to that game because I got a long story about that. But anyway, yeah. Cool, guys.
Brady, just before you go, man, are you someone who used to live on the East Coast, and that's how you got into WFAN, or you've been out there your whole life and you somehow found us on CBS Sports Network?
No, I wake up at 3 a.m. to watch you, and you know what? The positive thing is that on Friday, I got to see Gunner, that documentary. Hey, man, that Boomer's incredible. Boomer is incredible.
Oh,
I'm telling you
nice,
right
Brady.
Now.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, man, you're incredible. That I can remember back. Yeah, that what was it? 89, the loss to the Niners.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't say it, but yeah, you were a stud. Yeah,
what you've done for
that pill that you created 20 years later, or that that's incredible, man. I really love that. I got a kid going off to college, and yeah, it's emotional, bro.
Yeah, it is, bro.
Anyway,
yeah.
What? All right.
Wait. Sounds Canadian to me.
Yeah, where are you from?
My voice is. Where am I from? The Valley.
Oh, okay. So you're a West Coast guy.
San Fernando Valley.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I'm about originally, but Newport Beach, right here.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you can find me in the barrel. I'll be in the barrel.
I mean, you must be a cool dad, I would imagine. You sound like a really fun guy.
Depends on who you talk to. I'll take her fishing, but yeah, she got a little busy after the she got her driver's license. great kid. Captain of CDM song. 13-year competitive dancer. Yeah, great kid. Going to be dancing at Cal Poly. Yeah, all good. I wouldn't go up into the fog. I'd go to San Diego State. She got into every SEC college you could think of.
That's it.
You said one more.
Yes. Brady's half baked when he calls in.
Half?
At least half.
Oh, my God. What an individual that is.
He sounds like he's from the Valley, but that also sounded like an SNL skit.
I know, but you could tell he was authentic. I mean, the fact that he can bounce from pirates' bestiality into Trikafta was miraculous.
Yeah, that might have been the weirdest transition.
Yes, I ever. I had no idea where he was going there. And when he finally got to where he was going, I was like, wow, that's all right. He's obviously very well up on the show.
I have got,
wow,
hundreds of questions for his daughter. Hundreds already.
Do you think that the daughter is still living at home? You think Brady's still?
No. I would be very surprised.
Seems like a fun guy to hang out with.
And did he mention a son first?
I think he said a kid going to college.
Okay.
I, for whatever reason, I thought son as well. Then when he said daughter, I was confused. Maybe he
did. And then it was dance. She was going to Cal Poly to dance. And
right.
And I guess Cal Poly's up in the mountains or something.
In the fog.
And San Diego State is beautiful. I think I remember going there with the Cardinals practicing against the Chargers, because I think that's where they practiced.
Okay.
And it was like one of the most beautiful places. I can, we're sitting there overlooking the ocean practicing football.
Yeah. Pretty good. All right, Fleas, we got some reads in there, man, that we got here for this hour.
Whew.
What a segment. And Brady, man, he did deliver the second time.
He did.
Almost better than the first time.
I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that he has procreated.
It sounds like the daughter's successful.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, very successful.
And he's very proud of her, so that's got to be good.
Yeah. I think, And who knows? I mean...
Now, should we play these calls back for Al so he knows what he might be walking into? Because Brady's he seems like he's going to call every day now, and Al's not in for that.
No, I know. Occasionally. You work him in occasionally. Once a week, maybe. At most. All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio on this Feel Good Summer Friday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And
thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Summer Friday. Don't forget, we've got the rest of the guys at Fanatics Fest. BT and Sal, 10 a.m., and then Evan and Tiki, a sick Evan Roberts at 2 p.m. He'll be coughing all over the guests. Super Spreader Roberts will be at the Javits Center if you want to go and say hi and shake his clammy hand. We've got Jerry in here with another update and moment of the day. What's going on, Jerry?
Well, good morning to you. We are brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. You know, when you got to dump things, sometimes the audience doesn't get to hear them. So just a quick recap from Brady.
His sex tape with his headband on and his flat ass blurred out. I didn't... Holy shit.
That's one. This one needs no introduction.
We were talking about Joe Beningo's balls on a freaking stingray. Yeah, dude. Holy shit.
No! He gets this one.
She got her driver's license. great kid.
And that sets up this one.
She got into every SEC college you could think of.
And are you paying the freight for this?
Oh,
that's it. This guy. It's amazing.
Oh.
It's like, Brady, don't say the S word or we're going to tase you. He'd be like, holy S. What a character.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, yes. Might get exhausting quick, but
well,
yes.
That's true. A little small doses.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, so there's your little Brady recap. We've got the Yankees tonight in Detroit looking to kick things up against the Tigers. Couple of games there. They got the game on Sunday with the Little Leaguers in Williamsport. Garrett Cole to start tonight. We'll have it on the Fan with coverage at 6 o'clock. They start the day tied for first place with the Orioles atop the AL East with the Orioles win over the Red Sox. We hear from Carlos Mendoza. His team lost a lousy game on Thursday afternoon to the A's. Losing the rubber game, not sitting so good.
It's not good, especially when you have an opportunity to win a series on a day like today. Take the lead, and like I said, you let them get right back in the game, and you ended up losing it, the series.
Yeah, so. After they had led 5-0 in this game after the third inning, gave it right back very quickly with that grand slam to get them close, and then the A's methodically took it away from them. Also, there was an issue with the pitching. The Met pitchers issued 11 walks.
We continued it. Dig in deep and see what's going on here, because obviously when we struggle early in the year, that was one of the main issues, you know, the free passes, you know, too many non-competitive pitches, and you know, today was not a good day.
How about that comment? Too many non-competitive
pitches. Yeah, I mean, this does look like the team that opened the season.
I agree.
I mean, it's not quite as bad because, you know, they're kind of winning, losing, as opposed to losing, but they lose yet another series to a American League West team, and that is not good.
And worse, not a good American League West team like the Angels. Not a good team.
Well, the Angels aren't that great.
That's what I mean.
Seattle is good.
Right, but the A's and the Angels are not good teams.
Those are teams that you got to win those series.
And they have not done that. So tonight they will take on the Marlins, another team that You would think they should win, but then who knows? Sean Manai makes the start on WCBS 880 later tonight from Citi Field. And we talked about this earlier, too. ESPN's report that baseball considering a six-inning requirement for starting pitchers at some point in the future. The exceptions would be for pitchers that throw more than 100 pitches, four or more earned runs allowed, or a pitcher that suffers an injury. And that is to, as the story says, to get the prestige back into the starting pitcher. Okay, we shall see.
For them to earn the money that they're being paid.
Well, that too. That is true, too. Eagles beat the Patriots preseason football last night. Drake May was 6-for-11 in that game for 43 yards. Here was Gerard Mayo, just in terms of what he thought his young quarterback did.
I think, you know, Jeff, it's the things I can clean up. You know, had some good things, had some bad plays. I said drop snaps, you know, inexcusable for me. And, other than that, probably just sometimes feel like I'm scrambling when I can probably sit in there and hang on and try to make a throw.
And this is Gerard Mayo on May.
Yeah, he had great composure. I thought it was a good drive. I thought he went out there and did a lot of good things. So hopefully he can build on that, and we'll see how this week goes.
We shall see. I got one off the beaten path. This is more for you, more so, in regards to J.J. McCarthy. So this doesn't come from Minnesota. Instead, this comes from L.A. and Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Now that McCarthy is going to miss time, here is Harbaugh in terms of McCarthy in the future now after surgery and missing the season.
I know how the story's going to end with J.J. I've been to this movie with him. There's nothing can keep him down. And I think they, you know, it's not going to be life-altering. You know, so bump in the road. And I think that's the way Coach explained it as well.
Nothing can keep him down.
The guy's going to suck in the NFL. He doesn't have it. I'm just telling you right now, you can smell it.
Well, is that you about McCarthy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, yes, he didn't like the draft pick.
That was before the draft.
Yes, and then he ended up on my team, of course.
I said, let's give him a chance. He looked fine. Hey, his first foray into it, he looked pretty solid.
And so did Mitch Trubisky.
That's true.
That's true.
And there have been quarterbacks that have had flashes to start and then have kind of petered up. But you heard what Harbaugh just said. You can't keep him down.
Yeah. You can this season because he's out for it.
That is very true. Giants in Houston tomorrow. Daniel Jones expected to see some action. Brian Daboll now calling the plays. Here's Jones on that relationship on the field.
Yeah, it's been a good training camp so far. He's fun to work with. I think that whole staff, you know, works well together offensively and puts together good plans. And you know, as they build the script and kind of work through what we're going to be on offense.
And that was on Sirius XM with Bob Papa on the NFL channel. And he does look, that beard's filling in.
Yeah, I know.
Looks pretty good on him.
I agree. I mean, he looks the best he's ever looked. And Boomer thinks it's just because of the beard that he's always looked like that. And the beard is accentuating every other man thing on him.
His manliness.
Yes.
Manliness.
You have a beard and it accentuates your manliness.
Yeah. I look horrendous I look like a belly button with eyes when I do not have the beard, so.
A belly button with eyes.
That's sort of what it looks like, I'm telling you. But he looks good either way, but I think this is the best. But I mean, I'm talking about his body too. Like, he just looks strong.
Healthy.
Yeah, healthy.
Healthy.
Garrett Wilson is healthy. He's excited for the season. Here is the Jet wide receiver, Jets and Panthers tomorrow.
It's exciting for me and for all the receivers in the room, the tight ends. You know, we all feel like we can really just go out there and play and trust our eyes. Don't have to overthink anything.
Not with Aaron Rodgers running the show, that's for sure. So looking forward to seeing that. Though Rodgers won't play, as we know, in this game. He called what do you call the NFL preseason, fake football? Is that what he called it with you guys?
It kind of is, but it's not for the young guys. And for the older guys who haven't played or are coming off of injuries, this is one of the reasons why you want to get Daniel Jones on the field. Maybe Aaron's a little bit different, but it's going to be good for Daniel to get out there and feel the rush of the pass rush and be in the stadium and go against a good team like Houston.
One of the famous Joe Beningo lines that he used every single year and then would deliver it as if it was the first time he ever said it. You know what preseason football is, bro? You know what preseason football is? Preseason football is non-alcoholic beer. That's what it is. It looks like it. It smells like it. It tastes like it, but it's not it. Okay? That's what it is. 877-337-66.
And then last week,
he did it.
He did that and also added, it's like kissing your sister.
It's like incest. That's what it's like.
You know you shouldn't be doing it, but you're doing it anyway. And you're hoping that you don't have a child with a tail after all of it's done.
That's terrible.
That's what preseason football is like.
No, it's like. He does that. He did that non-alcoholic beer thing. He's been doing that since the 90s.
Yeah, and you can change the names and you can change the uniforms.
It's the same freaking stuff year in and year out.
And I got the scars to prove it.
And I got the scars to prove it.
And the beauty of that is that it gave him a career.
100% gave him a career. 100%
gave him a career.
There's no doubt about it. Pretty wild, actually. I realized working with him last week, I've now known Joe for 31 years. How about that? That's scary. 31 years.
Someone sent me a candid video. They were playing the same golf course as Joe, and they sent me like a video. They were like on an opposite fairway and zoomed in and showed me a video of him.
Was he putting?
No. He was hitting an approach shot. It's just, he's covered in stuff. Like, he's got like arm.
Really? Head,
sleeves. Like, arm sleeves.
And the leg sleeves. And
yeah, he's trying to keep the sun off of his head is what he's doing.
And he does the thing that I do where you hit the shot and you like fall backwards as opposed to going forward. So he hits the shot and he falls backwards. All he hears, because the video was far away. I was like, I've never golfed with him, but that it is exactly what I would think it would
look
like.
I have a few times. It's interesting, as you have.
Yes.
One time. We don't hear from him. The Steelers say Russell Wilson will get the start for Pittsburgh. We got that. They play Buffalo. Matt Milano of the Bills, torn bicep. He's going to be out a significant amount of time. Head coach Sean McDermott.
As far as Matt's concerned, I mean, it's an unfortunate situation, right? Matt's a strong young man. The good thing is he's got a good family behind him that are going to support him, teammates that are going to support him.
But certainly going to be a tough time for him.
I mean, a number of big injuries in preseason already. Just practicing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's why you sit there, we go nuts over a preseason series or two, yet in practice, guys get hurt all the time.
Yeah.
One other one from the NFL, the Falcons. Obviously, we know about Matthew Judon yesterday. They also signed free agent safety Justin Simmons, one-year deal, $8 million. Here is Atlanta's Jesse Bates on that, on getting Judon.
You don't find guys like that just pop up, and you're able to acquire somebody like that before the season. So he's somebody that's played at a high level in this league for a very long time. You know, we got the same management group.
Looks like he's pulling a Stephen Waldron and leaving.
Yeah, he hits a shot and it walks like 15 steps backwards.
Yeah. Yes.
Like he's, all right, see you guys.
Like he's admiring the shot, which is fine, but where's he going?
I have no idea. Oh, it's so funny.
Very interesting. And the NBA did release their schedule, and we know all the good stuff. But Knicks Spurs, Christmas Day at 12 p.m. at Madison Square Garden should be a fun one there. Time now for what they call Moment of the Day. Brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. And today, indeed, is a very cool thing at the Javits Center. You've got Fanatics Fest, and among the stars that will be there are some very attractive female athletes like Livy Dunn. Gio just kind of wondered out loud what the scene might be like.
The mutants that will be milling around the Javits Center, waiting in line to get Edgar Martinez's autograph. When they see her, it's going to be like The Walking Dead.
What happened? Are they? Do you think,
zombies.
That's like you and Dua Lipa. You're
drooling. Yeah, no, right. I've got the ultimate respect for Dua Lipa. Right, you know that.
What about what's her name? Haley Welch. Is she going to be there?
Oh, no. It doesn't say she is, but she is in town. So maybe.
Maybe she's going to be in town.
Is Paige Spearnak going to be there?
I don't see her.
Yes, I saw her on
the really? She is?
There's another one. Oh. The zombies are going to be there.
Right after they get CM Punk's selfie, they turn. They just turn into the Walking Dead. They gotta smash him with a baseball bat. Only way to kill him.
There you go, guys. Moment of the day. Enjoy your weekend. I will see you Monday now because I'm off Monday. So I'll see you.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, we have a tournament in Long Beach Island this weekend. So. Could be late Sunday night. So
all right.
I will see you at the golf course on Monday.
It's very
good. Thank you for everything.
Yeah, of course, Jerry. And it'll be a great day, I'm sure. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Built for Tough studio.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
time when I start looking at schedules, right? Especially baseball schedules and time of year and relevance and whether or not this is going to be a team that's going to make the playoffs. And specifically, I'm talking about the Mets because I've already told you that I expect the Yankees to be in the World Series. But the New York Mets, their next 13 games, this is going to be their season. It includes, obviously, the Marlins this weekend, a homestand. They have come off of three losing a series to American League West teams, the Angels, the Mariners, and, of course, the Oakland A's now. Now come the Marlins, and then after that, it gets interesting. It's Baltimore, it's San Diego for four, and then it's Arizona for three. That's it. This is the season. To me, this is the season. I know that they have a whole September after that. I just feel like this is, you either make up ground or you're going to end up losing ground. If they continue to play the way that they are playing, they would have to have a September for the ages in order to make it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's for the ages, but I it would be very difficult. And it also depends what we're getting out of the rest of the teams in the National League. You see the Padres just go completely crazy in a good way. You've seen the Braves start playing very well. I mean, it's got to be a combination of those teams scuffling and the Mets playing well. So, yeah, it's going to be difficult. I would be shocked, actually, at every point in the season, even with their high watermark of seven games over 500, I still remain steadfast in the fact that I would be shocked if they made the playoffs.
Yeah, well,
I don't think they're a playoff team.
But this is going to be the point in the season. I mean, it gets to a point where I know you have, like, what, 25, 30 games, whatever it is, after these games are going to be played. But I just think because of, you know, there's a point in a time in the season where you got to put your foot on the gas pedal and you got to go forward. And you can't be a middling team like they have been since the All-Star break. And this team is so woefully inconsistent at times.
Yeah.
Like, they win a game, and Pete Alonso is speaking great things about his teammates and how great it is. But in the big picture, that's just one game that is sandwiched around all these other losses, like yesterday. And yesterday, you know, you could say that the pitching was horrendous. In one of these other games against Seattle, the hitting was horrendous. I mean, and that's the inconsistency that the Mets have brought to us this year, and is why it's so frustrating.
It is. I mean, it's better than the track that they were on, which was being totally irrelevant in these last couple of months. So, I mean, you have to be appreciative that they thrust themselves back into the mix, and you've got a wild card race to be a part of, but I don't know. There's a lot of Met fans that believe they should be better than they are. I'm not one of them. They are exactly, they're actually overachieving in my eyes right now, still. No,
there is a team that is surging right now, and that is the Cincinnati Reds. They've won four in a row. They're right on their heels. The Giants are right on their heels. I mean, this is going to get interesting, as you were pointing out. I would go all the way down to the Cubs, who are, what, 5.5 out of the final wild card? I would say the Cubs, Cardinals, Reds, Giants, Mets, Braves. And, you know, and obviously got to throw the Diamondbacks and Padres in there. But it's, I mean, it is, wow.
I mean, the problem is that the main team that they're chasing right now is the team that they can never kill. And that's a huge problem. And I don't care how many guys they've got injured over there. It doesn't matter. It's like that. They're chasing the Braves now for the final wild card spot. Good luck.
The Atlanta Braves are to the Mets what the Cowboys are to the Giants.
Eh, I don't like that one.
You don't like that one?
Because the Giants have won two Super Bowls since the Cowboys have won their last one.
Right.
So,
but I'm talking about lately.
I'll put it this way. The Braves are to the Mets what the Patriots are to the Jets.
Okay. All right.
That a little bit better?
A little bit better, yeah.
Sure. You know who's playing John Madden in the biopic? Did you see this?
No.
So David O. Russell, who I guess is a director or writer or whatever, both maybe. So David O. Russell directed Silver Linings Playbook with Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper about the Philadelphia Eagles and fandom and love story.
Great movie.
Whatever.
I loved it.
You loved that book?
I loved that movie. Yeah, okay. I did like it. Yeah.
Okay. So he's doing a biopic on John Madden. So I see the headline and, you know, who is playing John Madden? Now, let's see. I will give you the headline here. You have not seen this, right?
I have not seen it.
All right. So
This is the headline. John Madden movie casts the most unlikely actor to play Hall of Fame coach.
Okay.
And when I saw that, I was like, I was like Denzel Washington? That's what I originally thought.
Okay.
So it's a guy you 100% have heard of.
Okay.
You've 100% seen his movies. And you would never, ever think of this person when you're trying to cast John Madden.
Liam Neeson.
No, that would have been a better choice.
That would have been a better choice.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just thinking that doesn't make any sense to me, but, you know, Liam's a great actor. I just figured maybe he could.
I think Liam Neeson makes more sense than this guy.
Is it along those lines, though?
Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm going to try to give you another hint. Lately, this guy.
He's been a pain in the ass.
What?
Lately, he's been a pain in the ass.
No. I don't think so.
Say Alec Baldwin?
No.
God.
Yeah.
He's got the head size for it.
Yeah, in the John Madden movie, Alec Baldwin would shoot Pat Summerall.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, go.
Got anybody else? Did you see this, Eddie? The guy who's going to play.
It's not De Niro or no, Pacino. No, or
De Niro's too busy holding press conferences right, out in the city talking about criminals.
Yeah, okay.
Have you heard this or seen this?
Nicolas Cage?
Oh. Is it Nick Cage?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you guess that? Or something? Fleek just told you.
No, I knew that.
Oh. See, I didn't want you to say it. Boomer was guessing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You needed to say, yes, I did see this. Because I was going to have you.
Nick Cage. Wow.
Nicolas Cage. How weird is that?
I don't know, man. I mean, he was great in Con Air.
Right, I know.
He was great in Raising Arizona.
He was great in a movie that never gets enough credit in my mind, which is Trapped in Paradise with Dana Carvey and John Lovitz. Love that movie.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I had Lovitz on as a guest in Pittsburgh, and I told him I love that movie. He was like, what? He's like, we called that Trapped in Poop, but he said the other word.
Yes.
And he goes, that whole movie, we had to direct ourselves because our director was in his trailer the entire time doing coke and not paying attention to the movie. And he's like, it was terrible.
Try play cornerback for the Jets in 95.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that movie, I love that movie. I go watch that movie every single Christmas. Yeah, Nicolas Cage.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
That is so obviously, you know, they're doing screen tests and things of that nature. You would think.
What is a weirder casting? Kevin James as Sean Payton or Nicolas Cage as John Madden? I'm going to say Nicolas Cage as John Madden.
Yeah, I mean, you would never even think of that. You would never put those two together.
And now I'm thinking I don't know, what portly, jovial actor could have done that?
Kevin James.
Kevin James could have been John Madden.
Or how about Frank Caliendo? Just let him do it.
Yeah, you know what? But Madden didn't love that impersonation, so.
Okay.
Jonah Hill. Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, yes.
Seth Rogen is John Madden.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, man, you know how I am when I start looking at schedules, right? Especially baseball schedules and time of year and relevance and whether or not this is going to be a team that's going to make the playoffs. And specifically, I'm talking about the Mets because I've already told you that I expect the Yankees to be in the World Series. But the New York Mets, their next 13 games, this is going to be their season. It includes, obviously, the Marlins this weekend, a homestand. They have come off of three losing a series to American League West teams, the Angels, the Mariners, and, of course, the Oakland A's now. Now come the Marlins, and then after that, it gets interesting. It's Baltimore, it's San Diego for four, and then it's Arizona for three. That's it. This is the season. To me, this is the season. I know that they have a whole September after that. I just feel like this is, you either make up ground or you're going to end up losing ground. If they continue to play the way that they are playing, they would have to have a September
for the ages in order to make it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's for the ages, but I it would be very difficult. And it also depends what we're getting out of the rest of the teams in the National League. You see the Padres just go completely crazy in a good way. You've seen the Braves start playing very well. I mean, it's got to be a combination of those teams scuffling and the Mets playing well. So, yeah, it's going to be difficult. I would be shocked. Actually, at every point in the season, even with their high watermark of 7 games over .500, I still remain steadfast in the fact that I would be shocked if they made the playoffs.
Yeah, well,
I don't think they're a playoff team.
But this is going to be the point in the season. I mean, it gets to a point where I know you have, like, what, 25, 30 games, whatever it is, after these games are going to be played. But I just think because of, you know, there's a point in a time in the season where you got to put your foot on the gas pedal and you got to go forward. And you can't be a middling team like they have been since the All-Star break. And this team is so woefully inconsistent at times.
Yeah.
Like, they win a game, and Pete Alonso is speaking great things about his teammates and how great it is. But in the big picture, that's just one game that is sandwiched around all these other losses, like yesterday. And yesterday, you know, you could say that the pitching was horrendous. In one of these other games against Seattle, the hitting was horrendous. I mean, and that's the inconsistency that the Mets have brought to us this year, and is why it's so frustrating.
It is. I mean, it's better than the track that they were on, which was being totally irrelevant in these last couple of months. So, I mean, you have to be appreciative that they thrust themselves back into the mix, and you've got a wild card race to be a part of. But I don't know. There's a lot of Met fans that believe they should be better than they are. I'm not one of them. They're actually overachieving in my eyes right now, still, to this point.
There is a team that is surging right now, and that is the Cincinnati Reds. They've won 4 in a row. They're right on their heels. The Giants are right on their heels. I mean, this is going to get interesting, as you were pointing out. I would go all the way down to the Cubs, who are, what, 5.5 out of the final wild card? I would say the Cubs, Cardinals, Reds, Giants, Mets, Braves. And, you know, and obviously got to throw the Diamondbacks and Padres in there. But it's, I mean, it is, wow.
I mean, the problem is that the main team that they're chasing right now is the team that they can never kill. And that's a huge problem. And I don't care how many guys they've got injured over there. It doesn't matter. It's like that. They're chasing the Braves now for the final wild card spot. Good luck.
The Atlanta Braves are to the Mets what the Cowboys are to the Giants.
Eh, I don't like that one.
You don't like that one?
Because the Giants have won 2 Super Bowls since the Cowboys have won their last one.
Right.
So,
but I'm talking about lately.
I'll put it this way. The Braves are to the Mets what the Patriots are to the Jets.
Okay. All right.
That a little bit better?
A little bit better, yeah.
Sure. You know who's playing John Madden in the biopic? Did you see this?
No.
So David O. Russell, who I guess is a director or writer or whatever, both maybe. So David O. Russell directed Silver Linings Playbook with Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper about the Philadelphia Eagles and fandom and love story.
Great movie.
Whatever.
I loved it.
You loved that book?
I loved that movie. Yeah, okay. I did like it. Yeah.
Okay. So he's doing a biopic on John Madden. So I see the headline and, you know, who is playing John Madden? Now, let's see. I will give you the headline here. You have not seen this, right?
I have not seen it.
All right. So this is the headline. John Madden movie casts the most unlikely actor to play Hall of Fame coach.
Okay.
And when I saw that, I was like, I was like, Denzel Washington? That's what I originally thought.
Okay.
So it's a guy you 100% have heard of.
Okay.
You've 100% seen his movies. And you would never, ever think of this person when you're trying to cast John Madden.
Liam Neeson.
No, that would have been a better choice.
That would have been a better choice.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just thinking that doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, Liam's a great actor. I just figured maybe he could.
I think Liam Neeson makes more sense than this guy.
Is it along those lines, though?
Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm going to try to give you another hint. lately, this
been
guy
a pain in the ass.
What?
Lately, he's been a pain in the ass.
No. I don't think so.
Say Alec Baldwin.
No,
God.
Yeah,
he's got the head in size for it.
In the John Madden movie, Alec Baldwin would shoot Pat Summerall.
Okay, all right, go ahead, go.
Got anybody else? Did you see this, Eddie? The guy who's going to play?
It's not De Niro or no, Pacino. No, or
De Niro's too busy holding press conferences right, out exactly. in the city talking about criminals.
Yeah, okay.
Have you heard this or seen this
Nicolas Cage?
Oh. Is it Nick Cage?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you guess that? Or something? Fleek just told you.
No, I knew that.
Oh. See, I didn't want you to say it. Boomer was guessing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You needed to say, yes, I did see this. So I was going to have you.
Nick Cage. Wow.
Nicolas Cage. How weird is that?
I don't know, man. I mean, he was great in Con Air.
Right. I know.
He was great in Raising Arizona.
He was great in a movie that never gets enough credit in my mind, which is Trapped in Paradise with Dana Carvey and John Lovitz. Love that movie. And it's funny, I had John Lovitz on as a guest in Pittsburgh, and I told him I love that movie. He was like, what? He's like, we called that Trapped in Poop, but he said the other word.
Yes.
And he goes, that whole movie we had to direct ourselves because our director was in his trailer the entire time doing coke and not paying attention to the movie. And he's like, it was terrible.
Try play cornerback for the Jets in 95.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that movie, I love that movie. I go watch that movie every single Christmas. Yeah, Nicolas Cage.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
That is so obviously, you know, they're doing screen tests and things of that nature. You would think.
What is a weirder casting? Kevin James as Sean Payton or Nicolas Cage as John Madden? I'm going to say Nicolas Cage as John Madden.
Yeah, I mean, you would never even think of that. You would never put those two together.
And now I'm thinking, I don't know, what portly, jovial actor could have done that? Kevin James.
Yes, Kevin James, yes.
Madden. Kevin James could have been John Madden.
Or how about Frank Caliendo? Just let him do it.
Yeah, you know what? But Madden didn't love that impersonation, so.
Okay.
Jonah Hill.
Seth Rogen, yes.
Seth Rogen is John Madden.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.